This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. We're doing a podcast here at the end of August on the fishing conditions we have now, what I think they'll be like for the next month. And as the conditions change, I'll come back and do other podcasts and bring you up to date. First, I'm going to talk about the stock trout streams. The large stock trout stream throughout the state of Virginia are getting low and they're getting warm. This means probably the best fishing is going to be found below the springs, where these springs enter the side of the stream. Now, this is pretty good for us because these springs are easy to see by the rich green aquatic growth around them and also down in the stream. Sometime in the stream, this will be watercress. What this does, it cools the stream down, gives it some good alkaline chemistry, and makes tremendously large population of crest bugs. You can go in below these springs with edge shanks, crest bug, and a 14 and 16 and get real good fishing. What I usually do when I spot these springs, and if you don't know where they are, you stop in here, I'll be glad to go over the maps with you and show you where you can find them. I go in about 100 feet downstream of these springs and cast upstream and fish edge crest bug back downstream dead drift. Usually I get about 100 feet of pretty good fishing with this type action. Dead drift is probably the best technique. If the water is less than 3 feet deep, you can usually spot these fish as they take that nymph. If it's deeper than that, then I watch my SA indicators on the Murray's Trout nymph leader. But this is good fishing, and this type fishing will hold on all the way into the latter part of the summer, below the springs on the large stock streams. Now, let's talk about the mountain trout streams. These streams are definitely getting lower. However, the headwater streams along the Virginia-West Virginia line, those going right down the backbone of the Blue Ridge Mountains, the Blue Ridge, those streams coming off the Blue Ridge Parkway, Skyland Drive, all the way down into the Mount Rogers area, these hold a tremendously large population of wild trout. Now, many advanced anglers believe this is the finest trout fishing in the state, because these are naturally reproducing fish. These are not hatchery fish. These fish have been in here for thousands of years. They've learned to cope with the conditions as the season changes. And as we adapt our tactics and our flies to these conditions, we can get some great fishing. Now, since the streams are low, I usually approach these very cautiously, often going on my hands and knees. After I study each pool carefully, I move into the position that I think I can get the best presentation on my first shot. As low as these streams are, you may not get a second cast. I'm usually trying to get about a 30-degree up and across presentation with a slackline cast. I especially like Vince Marinaro's puddle cast. If you're going about this correctly and using the right flies, you can still get some excellent fishing this time of the year. Now, the flies I mentioned last month are still appropriate. Those that I refer to as the change of pace flies, these are really right on the money right now. The Murray's House fly and a 14-16, the oakworm, the wasp, moth, yellow jacket, all of those in a 14-16 are real good on these mountain trout streams for the wild trout. Now, in order to drop under the overhead cover, I'm going down using my Murray's Mountain Trout rod, which is 6'10", 3-piece for a 3, and it has a very delicate tip, so I use my 9-foot 6X classic leader on that, and it gives me pretty good natural drifts and natural presentations. These streams will really teach you how to fish, because the trout are here. You play it right, you're going to catch them. I have many friends now that started in my trout schools many years ago that are now fishing successfully all around the world. But just because these mountain streams are low, don't pass them up, because the fish are still there. Now let's talk about the smallmouth bass, because the smallmouth bass fishing this year has been wonderful, especially on the north and south fork of the Shenandoah River. The Hexagenia mayflies are already coming off the last 2 hours of the evening. Now this is really great fishing, because you can put a Mr. Rapidan dry skater on there and a size 8 and fish one-on-one to these rising bass. And you'll see many of these fish coming up, and they're not really pushovers. You really want to get it to them and make it look like a real drifting mayfly. But if you see them coming up with a splashy rise to a natural, they're taking the Emerger Hexagenia. And a good tactic on this is put the Mr. Rapidan Olive Soft Tackle in a size 8 on about a 3-foot 2X dropper below the Mr. Rapidan Dry Skater, and feast these one-on-one where you see the rising bass. About half of the bass you'll take on this, you'll get them on the dries, and about a half you'll take them on the Emerger. But this is a lot of fun. But remember now, it's the last 2 hours of daylight in the evening. If this water is over 3 feet deep where you're seeing these rising bass, you can usually fish downstream to them. If it's less than 3 feet deep, you probably should go upstream, or otherwise you'll spook them. Now, for the past couple years, we've been playing with a technique that I think you're going to enjoy using. This is kind of an upgraded version of the old riffle hitch method. In fact, I've designed some new bass skater streamers for this type fishing. Now, when fished properly, these skater streamers with a riffle hatch effectively produce a fly action, which makes the fly acted like a real dying, struggling minnow along the surface. These minnows are easy prey for the bass, so take advantage of it. This technique is especially effective in the 100 feet stretch below the riffles in the head of the pool and for the 100 feet in the tail of the pool. And you'll bring up some very, very large bass with this technique. It's easy to learn, easy to master, and it works. Now, the way I go about this, I attach the Mr. Rapidan Skater Streamer. We've got three different ones, and you'll see them on our website and all that. I attach these Bass Skater Screamers to a 9-foot 2X Bright Butt Leader and use a riffle hitch here. Now, if you don't have a riffle hitch, we've got it on our website, and you can see how to do all that. But I attach the riffle hitch to the head of the fly immediately behind the eye. This is the riffle hitch is nothing but two half hitches thrown on there on the side. And it really makes the fly swim in a very erratic manner. Cast across stream, and as the current swings it downstream, impart a 2 6-inch darting action with the fly. About two 6-inch darts about every 10 seconds usually does a job for me. This coming across the current really mimics a struggling minnow. Now, if you want to get a more exaggerated action out of it, you can also throw a slight mend in there just as that fly is swinging across the current. But now, if you're going to do that, you be sure and pick that mend up, because if he hits on a slack line, you're not going to hook him unless you do have a tight line. But swim those flies across the stream, and you will be amazed how many bass you'll take. Continue this method as you wade down the whole stream, and then you'll probably take a lot of bass that would not come to the normal techniques. If you have any questions on any of this, just ring me at 540-984-4212, and I'll be glad to show you the places we're fishing and the techniques we're using. Thank you very much.